Tape. Okay, so we are skipping, I don't like using that term, but we are proceeding to chapter 25, which is page 231, since Sunday, Motzei Shabbos, actually. Motzei Shabbos, oh no, excuse me, not page 231, I'm very sorry. Rather, I'm very sorry. Page 315. Excuse me, page 315, which is chapter 35, not 25, 35, page 315. Since Motzei Shabbos, we begin what we call the 3 weeks, which leads into the 9 days, and we'll see what that is referring to. So therefore, we're going to go through that, those halachas a little bit, maybe a lot of it. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for
She's
volunteering.
Gonna be here between.
Yes, but so, but you still, so we're learning anyways.
Right.
And you always have to be prepared anyways.
Okay. Shiva Asar Batamus. Number one, throughout the ages, many tragedies befell the Jewish nation on the 17th of Tammuz. The tablets on which the Ten Commandments were written were broken after the giving of the Torah. The Tamid sacrifice ceased being offered before the destruction of the temple. The walls around Jerusalem were breached by the enemy. A Torah scroll was set on fire, and an idol was erected in the temple.
Okay, let's go slow here. So first of all, he says, throughout the ages, many tragedies befell the Jewish nation on the 17th of Tammuz. So this, I don't want to get into it that much, but the we have to realize a few things. First of all, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I believe, in the Halachas of Chol V'Yisrael, which we haven't covered yet, that when Chazal made a Dirabbanan, so we usually think that there was an issue, was a problem that they had to confront, and therefore they made this Dirabbanan. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's true, but not completely. That whenever Chazal made a Dirabbanan, there were many reasons. There were many things that concerned them. Maybe they only tell us one reason, but there were many reasons. So therefore, you can't just throw off a Dirabbanan and say, oh, it doesn't apply to me, and, you know, hasta luego, as we say, and forget it. So that really always hits me in this case. In other words, we have to realize here we see very clearly that there were many tragedies that befell the Jewish people on the 17th of Tammuz. Now, obviously, if many tragedies, so it's not just one thing, but there is a variety of reasons why Chazal made it that we should fast, and we'll get into the whole idea of fasting in a minute. There were many things that happened. Now, obviously, if a number of things happen on the same day, Hashem is like nudging us, saying, hello. So let's take each one, as David read very beautifully. And each one really is significant. Now, as we'll see later, I mean, as he says here, one of the reasons is the walls around Yerushalayim were breached by the enemy. So that's like the third or fourth reason here. That's the primary reason, like I mentioned before. Chazal might give us a primary reason. The primary reason why we fast on the 17th of Tammuz, which will be Sunday. But again, 17th of Tammuz is Saturday night this year. Primary reason is that reason. So to speak, it's the beginning of the end. We know on the 10th of Teves, the enemy encircled, laid siege on Yerushalayim. But on the 17th of Tammuz, they breached the walls of Yerushalayim. Now, if you've ever had the schus to be in Yerushalayim, now the walls we have now of Yerushalayim were made by Suleiman the Magnificent, who was obviously a very modest person. He was obviously an Arab emperor, one of the greatest. And if I recall correctly, I could be wrong, he was fairly good to the Jews, which is not bad. Now, he rebuilt the walls of Yerushalayim. The walls of Yerushalayim were destroyed by the Babylonians. And then, they were destroyed by the Romans. So he refortified them, let me put it that way. Refortified them. Now, I don't want to get into this that much, but really the walls of Yerushalayim were much bigger than what the modern walls we have today. If you go to, it's a very interesting thing that Rabbi Orlovsky showed me when we were both single, so he took me on a walking tour of Yerushalayim. And he showed me that if you go to, there's, just like anything else with Jews, there are two consulates in Israel. American consulates in Yerushalayim. There's one in the quote-unquote western part, and there's one in the eastern part of Jerusalem. So when I was in Yeshiva, the East Jerusalem council was closer. So he showed me that in front of the East Jerusalem council, there's a railing, and there's some stones on the floor. And like, it's a very strange thing. To make a long story short, Rabbi Orlovsky explained to me that those were parts of the old walls of Jerusalem. Now, that is much further out than the present walls of Jerusalem. And Rabbi Orlovsky explained to me that it became a... they discovered the remnants of the old walls of Jerusalem. Now, that's a problem for a certain religion because a certain religion believes that they're... the founder of the religion, or whatever you want to call it, is there's an argument where he's buried, Machlokas, and one opinion is he's buried in the garden tomb. And the many of that religion believe that that person is buried in the garden tomb. The only problem is, as Rabbi Orlovsky put very beautifully, that in the time in those days, no one, absolutely no one, got buried within the walls of Jerusalem. You can even claim that you're the son of God and you didn't get buried inside the walls of Jerusalem. Nobody got. Now, it happens to be that if you go inside of, it's been too long, inside, I think, Shar Yafa, I think it is, that there are two graves inside the gates of Yafa. It happens to tie into this story because Suleiman, the Magnificent, contracted with two people to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. They figured out Suleiman's not going to come so far and visit the project. So like many contractors, not many, I shouldn't say that, but like some contractors, they fudged on the job. And they figured, you know, they'll say, well, they'll send in the bill to, I think it was in Damascus where Suleiman was, for a certain amount of money. You know, claiming they did the job, and really they made it much smaller. They made one mistake. Suleiman showed up. He was not too happy. So there wasn't a lengthy appeal for these gentlemen. They were taken care of. I don't think Suleiman worried about the bill too much, which might be true anyways. Oh, I'm very sorry. Oh, hold on a second.